Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and we're looking up a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And now, on February the 11th, a massive, big new scientific announcement was made that we detected gravitational waves. And I thought, well, we need to explore this subject in a little greater detail. So I have with me Professor Amanda Weltman, who's a cosmologist from the University of Cape Town. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Hello.
What I'm interested in, the question I'm interested in about gravitational waves is, what are they going to be used for? So we found these big perturbations, these waves, these ripples in space-time. And the scientific community has made a big splash about this. But what is interesting or useful about them? How is it going to help us understand the cosmos better?
So I guess it depends what kinds of questions you're worried about. So in terms of usefulness to our everyday lives, I can't give you a use. There may be one down the line, but there's no obvious application that I think people see right now. But if you think about, if you're interested in astronomical things, which you probably are if you're listening to Looking Up, then you'd be excited to know that gravitational waves, they don't just allow us to confirm Einstein's theory of 100 years ago, but they give us an entire new way of listening to, looking at, understanding, probing the universe around us. So where all of astronomy to date is based on light, and figuring out information from the light that we're receiving from different parts of the universe and different parts of the spectrum, gravitational waves are about gravity. So these are gravity signals. So we're learning different information. And it's a little bit like, you know, when you go down into the Batcave and there's just a completely new set of tools or toys for your Batman, or in this case your astronomer, to play with. So that's very exciting. And what this means, though, in particular, is if we can put together gravitational wave signals and regular light signals from a source near to each other, we now have two different ways of measuring the universe. So usually we talk about light signals, we often talk about standard candles. You may have heard of standard candles. So gravitational waves could become a new thing called standard sirens because of the chirp, the sound sort of analogy.
Yes.
So if we have two different ways of measuring the universe, we can then compare them and understand a lot more about not just the long-term history of our universe, but the recent history.
So will this have some impact on the kind of work that the Square Kilometre Array will be doing?
I think so. I expect so in various ways. One of the ways is through the pulsar timing array. So a large amount of the SKA science will be around pulsars, and pulsars are affected by gravitational waves. And so I think this is going to be very exciting for the SKA community down the line. And also, one of the large science cases for SKA, which I'm most interested in, is cosmology, which is understanding the large-scale features of the universe and what we are currently dominated by, which is dark energy. We have few tools to understand dark energy, so any new tool is just very exciting for us.
Because one of the interesting things, at least for listeners, for the Fine Music Radio listeners, is going to be, well, what has this got to do with South Africa? And we have the Square Kilometre Array being designed now, which will be built near Carnarvon in the Northern Cape. And we have researchers around South Africa and South African researchers, I believe, involved in the gravitational wave research.
Yeah, we do. So there are some South Africans who are working in gravitational wave research now in South Africa. One of the huge contributors to numerical relativity I mentioned last week is Frans Pretorius, who's in the US now. And he was very involved in making sure that we could connect the theory to what we were actually observing. But in terms of what's next for us in South Africa, the Square Kilometre Array will give us a different handle on ways of looking at the universe, and sort of correlating that with gravitational waves will likely be a very effective and useful tool for us. But I'd sort of like to, I hold higher hopes for South African and Africa's contribution to cosmology. So, you know, the last 500 years of gravitational research, one could reasonably say, was dominated by Europe. From Galileo dropping balls off the Leaning Tower of Pisa to the announcement of this gravitational wave result, which was also announced in Pisa. And I'd like to sort of wager that the next great announcement will come from Africa. It'll come from South Africa. And I'd like for our next great theories to come from here too. So we should not just be announcing punchlines, we should be sort of writing the new laws as well.
That's a wonderful, ambitious and hopeful positive end to this evening's program. So thank you very much, Professor Amanda Weltman.
Thank you for having me.